Good afternoon, Foreign Minister. So I have a few questions for you to answer. Firstly, could you ever support an arms trade treaty that did not include small arms like assault rifles, light weapons and ammunition? And do you feel a treaty which excluded these would be as effective?
Well, what we're after is what we've all described as a robust and effective treaty. We believe it should cover the things that you have described in order to make sense. But we know what we want at the end of the process is something that many nations sign up to and sign up to with a genuine commitment to do something about it. So I can't at this stage say exactly what we expect at the end of it to be in or out. What we do want to see is it covering all small arms and conventional weapons, as I've suggested, and that we want it to do its job and be effective. So we'll have to see what the negotiations produce. But we're very determined. We're going in with a very clear vision, which I think and the NGOs that we're working with and many others strongly support.
Okay, thanks very much. What is the UK government doing to bring sceptical countries like Russia, China, Algeria and Pakistan on board? And is it realistic to expect such countries to support a robust human rights-centred treaty?
It's a good question. What we're doing is engagement. It's all the old fashioned stuff that you would expect. You go and see people. You talk to them. What's their bottom lines? What are they really concerned about? What sort of, bluntly, what sort of world do they want to see? And how can we accommodate their reasonable sense of what an arms trade would be with the things which we consider to be as important or more important, and how you can move people along. People can change their positions, of course, over time. So it's engagement, it's talking to people, understanding their position, but being absolutely clear and straightforward on why an arms trade treaty is necessary to protect people's lives, to stop the misery that we've seen amongst countless millions, to reduce the risk of conflict, which is so devastating to so many people in so many different places, and produce a world of greater stability. All the countries that you've mentioned, we know, have an interest in a world which is more stable and safer. So you have to employ persuasion.
Okay. Thank you very much. One final question. Given the vocal support of yourself, the Foreign Secretary, the Deputy Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition, why has the Prime Minister himself not publicly announced his firm dedication to a robust arms trade treaty? And will he do so in advance of the July negotiations?
I'm puzzled by this fixation on wanting to get a comment from David Cameron. His government is a leading advocate of the arms trade treaty. It is a commitment made by the Prime Minister on becoming Prime Minister of a coalition which strongly backs a process originated with the previous government, which we've carried on with great determination. I think it's a weird fixation to demand a comment from David Cameron when everybody else who is engaged has made very clear what their feelings are. David Cameron's views are no different to mine.
Okay. Thank you very much, Foreign Minister.
Okay.